You're listening to the audio production of The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family by Dr. Ben Carson with Candy Carson, published by Zondervan and read by Dr. Ben Carson.
Dedication to the strong traditional families that provide the solid foundation of our nation and pave the way to success for future generations.
Prologue. Why is this book necessary? Why should you read it? In this current crazy world of ours, things seem to be more in out-of-sorts mode than peacefully moving along as a result and benefit of accumulated knowledge and effective strategies that have developed over the ages. But why is the world out of sorts? If we of the human race are learning from past mistakes, why should things be getting worse? A particularly engaging phrase from our national anthem, Perilous Fight, may seem a bit dramatic today, but the very principles our country was founded on are being challenged in a hugely significant way. When we think of ramparts over which we watch, and by definition, ramparts are defensive walls of a castle or walled city, like a fort, Fort McHenry, having a broad top with a walkway, our southern and northern borders come to mind, where any walls, literal and figurative, have limited utility due to policies introduced by the current administration. In the social climate of the United States, each individual is to be respected and supported in accordance with the Declaration of Independence, in which the Founding Fathers wrote that all men are created equal. Now that, coupled with an underlying belief that each person with their unique life experience brings something special to the table, made our fledgling nation exceptional. This practice of respecting the ideas and personhood of each human being is one of the reasons our country rose from infancy to worldwide significance in its first 50 years of existence. This was done by combining the best ideas of everyone and building on them. The newbie American country that was building its new infrastructure was competing on nearly every level with most established nations that had been in existence for centuries. These unique individuals, with their varied life experiences, became who they were through a special God-created and God-ordained unit in our country for more than two centuries. A unit mentioned in the very first chapter of that inspired book our Founding Fathers based its government on and live their lives by, the family. Quote, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Taken from Genesis 1, 27 to 28. And within that family, there are certain guidelines to follow. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, for example, we are charged, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Or as we see in another translation, train children to live the right way, and when they are old, they will not stray from it. Our God says this about our future. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Taken from Jeremiah 29:11. You've most likely heard the saying, the most successful leaders lead by example. God, our creator, is not a solo act. Although he surely could do everything on his own, he is God after all. But think about this. God is a triune God, one God, three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In his infinite wisdom as Almighty God, he chose to model the human family after his threefold relationship. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image. That's from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. In the Garden of Eden, God could have stopped at the creation of Adam, but he didn't. He created male and female. Fast forward to modern times. It is not only in America that family is considered important. Other countries have reached the same conclusion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?